see we cannot come forcibly. But stealthily we are to cooperate with Krishna in the field of our free will, unknown to the impulse.
Mahaprabhu told Raghunath in the same way. Is that the same principle? He told when Raghunath did not leave home. Raghunath did not leave his home. So Mahaprabhu wrote a letter that you go on with your
go on there. But externally you satisfy them, then you are very fond of these gears of duties. Cheat them. Cheat your relatives. Marcot Bairagana Kara Lug Dakhaya. This external abdication, the show of external abdication, don't indulge in. Dakhayogya Vishaya Bhunjana Sakta Haya. But so that you are sober and you are engaged in proper life as your relatives expect of you. Antare ki karo? And internally you try to think of Krishna. Yathayogmarkat vairagya na karo loke dekhaiya. Yathayogya vishaya bhunja anasakta haiya. And antare, at heart, you invite and do service, proper service to him. It is not a matter to show to the others, but it is to indent into the core of one's heart. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari. Jai Gaur Hari Bol. Jai Gaur Hari Bol. Who else are here? Apkaran Maharaj?
Parvat Maharaj?
Dasaratha Sutta?
Bhakta Johannes?
Bhakta?
Johannes.
Johannes.
John. Bhakta Johannes.
Johannes. Johannes.
And?
Not John, but Johannes from Holland.
Johanna?
Yes, Johannes. Dutch name.
Dutch name?
Yes.
Johanna? Yes.
Johannes.
Johannes. Johannes. Johannes. And Dutch name.
Johannes.
Gerard. Margaret. I read a novel of Ridge. One Mr. Ridge. When in IA class, after matric, in the college, I read a novel. Gerard, the Dutch hero, and Margaret, the heroine. He came through Germany to Italy, Rome, and then one clergyman was in the plot, and he managed to a letter to reach that Margaret is dead. So Gerard, she took to the church and became a monk. And then when he came back again into Holland, he suddenly found that Margaret is there. Then there was a relation, but the relation not crossing the line of religion. Before that, one child was born of Gerard. And anyhow, they mix together, but only for religious purpose. The name of the novel is Cloister and the Heart. Perhaps Margaret representing the heart, home, house, and the cloister representing Gerard. They sometimes met, but for religious purpose. One day, under the shade of a tree, both of them, there is a flat, both of them engaged in solitary talk, and some lady, elderly, she came to over here and heard that they are talking of the flood is coming, how to accommodate the population, they are suffering so much. Then she went away, and when people came to talk anything ill about them, she came out furiously, "Don't talk like that. They are as pure as the fairies." They plot in privacy, they meet in privacy to plot charity to the poor. That was his conclusion. They meet in privacy, but to plot also. What is that plot? The charity to the poor. And their son was Erasmus, who was a great poet afterwards. Erasmus, a good writer in English. Erasmus, high thoughts, we are told is found in his writings, Erasmus. The cloister and the heart. Okay? Hare Krishna. Is all. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur. If our understanding is Godward, then everything is pure. Only one thing, for itself. Reality is for itself. That is the current, purest current. And we must partake there. Everything is for himself. Good or bad, then everything is good. For itself. Arthishu abhigasarad. Dehasyati nangyar samsara kub kahan dhar taha vaite nachayuddha. No self-consciousness. Self-consciousness fully merged in God-consciousness. But still individuality retained. Individual conception, personal conception exists. That is the difference between Mayava and the Chidvilas. The individual consciousness, partial consciousness, is not absent. It is there. And still, the dedication may be so complete and perfect. keeping the individual, and that is more conducive, and that enhances the lila. The unity is there, the harmony, the very taste of harmony is there, retaining the individuality to seek the interest of the central whole. That is more oneness, that is more than oneness. Krishna says, Naiva atmata yatha bhavan. Uddhav, you are my so favorite that I myself is not so. Central government is not very successful, but the states under central government is more conducive to its interest, something like that. The government business is not thriving at present in India, but the individual enterprise of the merchants, they are thriving. That their contribution. So, if government trades through the individual, through the capitalist, they become gainer. But when they take it direct under their control, they are loser. Something like that. The individual consciousness is maintained, but is more conducive to the service of Krishna than his own. The shakti, the potency, potency is of such important type with the Lord. Nata saṅkarsano nātmā yathā bhavān prīmaikunishtha bhakta. That is true in the case of the prema-ikanishtha who has come in connection with the love proper. There are so many other types of bhakta. Krishna Chaitanya Nityanandau Sahoditau Gaurodai Pushpavantau Chittau Sandau Tamonutau Kaviraj Goswami. And Vrindavan Das Thakur, today is the day of his deeper disappearance, the first giver of Sri Chaitanya Lila to us, Chaitanya Bhagavat. Though it is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita as Chaitanya Mangal, really it is Chaitanya Bhagavat, but we find it mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita as Chaitanya Mangal. Vrindavan, Vaskrida Chaitanya Mangal. Kaviraj Goswami is writing. He has mentioned very respectfully Chaitanya Kaviraj Goswami. Bhag Krishna Lila, Lekhok Vyasdev, Chaitanya Lila, Vyas Vrindavan Das. Vrindavan Das is the best of Chaitanya Lila. And the best day he wrote about Krishna Lila. Especially the Balu Lila we get from the child pastimes of Mahaprabhu, especially we get from Vrindavan Das Thakur. Ore Mujo Lokshuno Chaitanya Mangal চৈতন্য মহিমা যাতে জানিবে সকল। কবিরাজ গোস্বামী অ্যাড্রেসিং টু দি পাবলিক, ও ইউ স্টুপিড পারসন্স, এনি হাউ গিভ গিভ ইয়র অডিয়েন্স নাকি হিয়ারিং হিয়ারিং টু চৈতন্য মঙ্গল, অ্যান্ড দেয়ার ইউ উইল বি এবল টু নো হোয়াট শ্রী চৈতন্য ইজ। In this way he has recommended. But it was, we are told it was originally named as Chaitanya Mangal. But little after, Lochandas Thakur, disciple of Narahari Sarkar Thakur of Srikhanda, he wrote a book and gave the name of Chaitanya Mangal. So Vrindavan Das Thakur then changed his name from Chaitanya Mangal to Chaitanya Bhagavat. This conclusion we get from the ancient reporters. Chaitanya Bhagavat. And Chaitanya Bhagavat ka Vrindavan Das. Vrindavan Das is the son of Narayani, Lady Narayani. She was a niece of Sivas Pandit, Bhratusputri. Narayani was the daughter of the brother of Sivas Pandit. And Mahaprabhu had his much pastimes in the Sivasangam. One day Mahaprabhu asked Narayani, the girl, to come to her and gave out of his own accord the beetle chewing to her. It's a small girl.
4 years girl. Char bochore.
4 years girl. She was so eagerly attendant to them, though girl of 4 years, but she liked very much the company of these big devotees, his previous samskar, Sukriti. And Mahaprabhu offered that one day, Narayani Chaitanya Ruchishta Bhajan. And then she had the fortune of giving birth to a child like Vrindavan Das Thakur, who came out with first description about Chaitanya Dev very vividly and also very boldly. He represented the then social states of Navadvip and in Bengal very boldly. How they were passing their time. Even they were spending money like water, in a marriage of the cats. A he cat and a she cat is being married, and in that ceremony they are spending money like water. That was the engagement of the society at that time. And they were the object of the subject of their worship was Vishohari, that is Manusa, the serpent god, and Kali, Kali, who generally is controlling the demons, always at war with the demons, that Kali. And very rarely the name of Hari, Narayana, Govinda, very rarely used to come out from the lips of very come out of the leaves were very few gentlemen when they used to come to take bath in the Ganges water. Narayana, Hari, Govinda. That was the condition of the society at that time. And of course, on that Mohammedan room, the Qazi was there in Navadvip. And you know how with strong hand the Hindu feelings were checked by the Qazis in the instance of Haridas Thakur. Being Haridas Thakur, it is a disputed thing whether he comes from Mohammedan family or some say that he was a child of the Brahmin family. But when in his boyhood he was taken away by the Muslims and born and brought up there. But his previous sanskar was in favor of Vaishnava Dharma. He used to take name of Krishna, Hari Krishna Mahamantra. And he was punished with whipping in 22 markets. Whipping in 2 or 3 markets is sufficient to kill a man. But Haridas Thakur was whipped in the 22 markets in Kalna, nearby. But he did not die. He did not die. Then those that were engaged to punish him, they were frightened. Then what about us? We must be punished that we did not punish him. Only three or four markets punishment is sufficient to kill a man, and we have punished him in 22 markets. Still he is ready. Now our life is at stake. Then they prayed to Haridas Thakur, and Haridas Thakur showed his posing in such a way that he is dead. Then they took him to the Qazi, and the Qazi told, you leave him on the Ganges water. Don't give him any, put him in the burial ground, then he would have some good future. But as he was a kafir, non-believer, he must be thrown into Ganges water. That would be his last punishment. So they threw him to the Ganges water, and after a little Haridas Thakur swam away and went to Advaita Acharya Prabhu of Shantipur, just opposite to Kalla. Such was the nature of the rulers of the time. But still, some sort of religious habits were maintained by some. And Advaita Acharya was the leading scholar amongst them who openly accepted that Narayana is the highest avatar entity, and all else is under him. Advaita Acharya in Shantipur, a good scholar. At that time, Navadvip was famous for this Indian logic study, Naya Shastra. Naya means logic, Indian type of logic. Naya, especially Nabbar Naya, a newly adjusted logic, was evolved from by the scholars of Navadvip. So, young people used to come, and many of the Easterners used to flock there for Ganges, both learning and the Ganges presence. So Navadvip, and little before Navadvip was the capital of the Sen dynasty. The Ballal Sen, Lakshman Sen, the Arab Hindu creed. Before that, Bengal was under the rule of Pal dynasty, who was Buddhist. But just before Mahaprabhu, it came under the Sen dynasty. And the Sen dynasty had their capital in Navadvip, and the Pal dynasty in Malda, Gaur. So Navadvip was a capital town a little before. And the relics is also still to be traced there, as a big heap of relics there. Ballal Divi is there. During Lakshman Sen's time, the Jayadeva, the great Sanskrit poet of Vrindavan type, he appeared during the time of Lakshman Sen. And during Lakshman Sen's time, the Muslim attacked. And Lakshman Sen, he was a devotee, we are told, and he left for Dhaka, leaving Navadvip. And Navadvip came easily under the clutches of the Mohammedans. Now, Vrindavan Das Thakur has given vivid description. He was the last disciple of Nityananda Prabhu. He has written in his poems, Sadvasis Kripapatra, and the last remaining eater of Nityananda. And he saw those places in Navadvip where Mahaprabhu moved and lived, and where he used to teach the students, his house is told, and so many shops of different type. And Sridharangan, Vrindavan Das Thakur, showed with his own eye all these places. And he mourned that I have got the birth, but if little ago I could have my birth, I could have seen the great personages, Mahaprabhu personages. I see with my eyes all the places empty, where he taught his students, that place is there. Where he dined, where he lived, that room, all is there. The markets, the Ganges, banks of the Ganges, where he used to roam, wander during the afternoon or evening. All is there, only Mahaprabhu is absent. This is my misfortune. I am born, but I am not born a little ago. In this way he is cursing himself, his past, that why I came only a little after, why not a little before. Very vividly he has given description of the things he saw. So he has seen with his own eyes all the places of the Leela of Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Deva. Hare Krishna. But we don't find any mention of the name of the father of Vrindavan Das Thakur, because we are told that he was not of this. Unfortunately, he was not a devotee of Mahaprabhu. So all of the writers have carefully avoided his name. avoided his name. Vrindavan Das Thakur, afterwards he lived in Jannagar, Jannagar. Yes, Modadhyam. Modadhyam, just in the north west of Navadvip town. There is Modadhyam, the Mamgachi. He lived for some time there. And then again, he removed to the more western side, which is known as Denur. Perhaps in his old age, he passed his time with one of his disciples in his house. And the deities were worshipped by him, Gaur-Nityananda, Guru Gaurango, that is found there, still to be is worshipped in Denur, a village. There the deities worshipped by Nityananda, Vrindavan Das Thakur, still to be found. So Nityananda Prabhu has given general description of the earlier life of Mahaprabhu. But the later part of Mahaprabhu's description and his philosophical teachings not so much found there. Generally we can think that we find there the Yugavatar, the name-giving, name-distributing aspect of Mahaprabhu more. Then the Radha Govinda combined, this inner, which is found only in Ashtavimsha Chaturthi Yuga. The philosophy and the real representation of the whole, especially the later days, that is found in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and it is found very authentically, with a great authenticity. We can rely. We can read Chaitanya Charitamrita to every inch. Every part of Chaitanya Charitamrita represents Mahaprabhu fully. Because the source is Rupa Sanatana and Raghunath, who came in direct contact with Mahaprabhu, not only in contact, but Mahaprabhu inspired and empowered Rupa Goswami for the, to lead the Shastras of Divine Love, Raganuga, the Vrindavan Love. The Divine Love has been dealt scientifically and exhaustively by Rupa Goswami, and it was possible that he was inspired to such purpose by Mahaprabhu. Not only inspired by him, but also we find in Puri, he is asking Sarup Damodar, I have given my all to him, you also grace him. He is a fit person to deal with this Vrindavan love. The science of divine love. He is the fittest person. You give everything to him, you can believe him. We can put full confidence in him. So that's Rupa Goswami, and then from there Raghunath Das Goswami, contact, direct contact of Mahaprabhu, Sarup Damodar, Rupa Sanatana. Kapidas Goswami was a disciple of Raghunath Das Goswami, and he came in close association with Rupa Sanatana and Raghunath, and got their benediction. So what he has given, it is unparalleled, and that can never be imitated by anyone, Chaitanya Charitamrita. But still he has pleaded for Vrindavan Das Thakur. You hear what Vrindavan Das Thakur The other books, contemporary books, that Chaitanya Mangal, not so much reliable. But Chaitanya Bhagavat reliable, but still it is of a primary order, we may say. But it is Shuddha Bhakti, Shuddha Bhakti. Vrindavan Dasmukhi Bhakta Sri Chaitanya. Kavidas Goswami, yahi grantha likha hai more Madan Mohan. And he himself said, Vrindavan Dasmukhi Bhakta Sri Chaitanya. And Nityananda Prabhu's grace helped him to write about Mahaprabhu. That is the first book came out about Mahaprabhu, Vrindavan Das Prabhu. And he was so much intimate and closer to Gaur Nityananda Prabhu. He was so much captured exclusively by the personality and by the teachings of Gaur Nityananda. He could not tolerate that anyone won't accept that. He has tried his best with folded palms. I represent how magnanimous, how great Nityananda Gauranga they are. You people try to understand them. Then what sort of divine taste of your future prospect you will get, you will understand. Come and accept, and you will know. You will know how great they are. So with my folded palms, falling at your feet, my request to you, come, and don't neglect Gaur Nityananda being puffed up by the vanity of your previous formality and this tantric mentality. But come to the feet of Gaur Nityananda, the great teacher. They have taken for us the great ocean of nectar in this way. But he could not give himself his extreme adherence to Gaur Nityananda, especially to Nityananda, has taken from his lips that I am requesting you so much, but still if you don't accept, you oppose, I'll kick you on your head. Ato parihareo je papi ninda kare. I am trying my best, showing so many apologies. Will you come and see, and touch, come in touch, and you will see how great they are. But in spite of my so much entreaty and humiliation, if anyone comes to speak anything against, I want to kick on his head. Then naturally, the ordinary person would think that he was a very proud and insolent person. Whereas Kavidas Goswami says, Purishayeti-shayeti-muishe-lohishto. I am the meaner than the meanest, even the worms in the stool. Yadai-madhai-hayeti-muishe-papishto. I am the fallen of the fallen, sinner of the sinner, extreme sinner. Even than Jagani Madhai. More naam jai shune tar punyakhoy. Whoever comes to hear my name, his merit diminishes. And more naam jai loy tar paphoy. And who takes my name, touches in his tongue, he commits direct sin. I am such mean. But Nityananda Prabhu is so magnanimous, so gracious, so great, that such a type of fallen soul has been taken up by him. Tenāda viṣuni jena tarurupi sohiṣṇuna amānina mānadena kītaniya sadāhari. Mahāprabhu himself, he has given out how the characteristic of a devotee will take the to Krishna nāma, how his nature should be to the ordinary public. Tenāda viṣuni tarurupi sohiṣṇu, more far bearing than the tree, and more humble than the blade of grass. But this gentleman, this Vrindavan Das Thakur, how he come that he will to say that he will kick on the head of those the most audacious? And this is objectionable even by the law of Vaishnava. They will come to decide in this way. I have something in the mind about that, but when I came to Gaudiya Math, I had an interpretation revolutionary from Guru Maharaj. One day I found that he said that Vrindavan Das Thakur's mercy knows no bounds. Those blaming persons who had no other alternative, Vrindavan Das Thakur found some way. He has made some way for them. How it is? When his kick touches any head, he is sure to get relief. That sort of the positive faith, the explanation in the positive line. How deep is the faith in Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu? Are found in Gaudiya Math. Of course, generally there is some that is objectionable. Other Vaishnavas are so, and their advice is also so, but he has crossed that. But the positive, from the positive line, in a pushing way, such explanation came from Guru Maharaj and I heard. The harmony, where it lies, the harmony. The thread of harmony I could trace. The harsh dealing of a devotee attracts the attention of Krishna more towards the damaged person. He cannot leave his devotees, but if devotees does rudely to anyone, the master is more attentive to them who is damaged anyhow by the devotees. This is fact. And the Guru Maharaj was saying that those that had got no chance of coming this side, Vrindavan Das Thakur has relieved them by his kick.